Man. This episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, Joe Biden hitting the campaign trail for Kamala Harris, and well, you know they call him Dark Brandon. I think we just uncovered the darkest Brandon. We're going to talk about that. Additionally, vindication for President Trump on the chaos of Springfield, Ohio. The media reacted in hysterical fashion, but was President Trump 110% right? The answer is absolutely, and you are not going to believe what we're going to show you today. Additionally, the first moves made by the Biden regime, aka the puppet Kamala regime, following the debate, you're not going to believe what their first priority was. We're going to tell you what they're doing. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Thursday edition of the show today. It is September 12th, and I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. Oh, you better be too, and let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Thursday. It is September 12th, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He's the most bass producer in the game, and you know what? He started a new charity organization this week. It's called Frankie Saves the Cats. Frankie's going to come into Springfield, Ohio, guns blazing, round up the Haitian migrants. And no, you think you're rounding up cats? I'm rounding up you, producer Frankie. So based. How you doing?
The cats don't like me, but I like the cats, Mike. I like the cats. We like the cats.
Yes,
it's unbelievable.
Yes. Frankie is saving the cats. Frankie's a dog guy, you know, Louie, Lola, but the cats, Frankie's coming in to save the cats. They say cats are a delicacy in Haiti. We'll talk more about that in the show, but obviously, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Yesterday was September 11th, and obviously a very solemn day, and there's so much we could talk about, but obviously, on that day, the commander-in-chief, or even the person who is masquerading as the commander-in-chief, pretending to be the commander-in-chief, well, they got to go out there and campaign. Obviously, that's a tough thing for Joe Biden to do, and his aides and Kamala's aides. Everybody cringes when Joe Biden has to hit the campaign trail. Because right now, as you can see, they're putting him off to pasture in a beach in Delaware. Joe Biden isn't really anywhere to be seen in public these days. And that's by design, because they're wearing off the drugs on him. It was very intensive for him to be doing what he was doing at his age, with his health status. So now they're kind of like easing up. He's out of the spotlight. He doesn't speak anymore. He doesn't do anything anymore. But on a day like September 11th, he has to be out there. He has to get out there. He has to go talk to the people and connect with the voters, because that's what a president on paper should do. But obviously, for the first time ever, we have somebody who's not really a commander-in-chief. He's a vegetable. And Joe Biden was out there, and he made a stop in Pennsylvania. And he made this stop in Pennsylvania. I believe he's at a fire station. And he was met by a crowd of 90% Trump supporters. Good job by the advanced team vetting that. They don't even care anymore. They moved that team off to Kamala. And this was the conversation that ensued. And I don't know. I don't know. You tell me. Looks like Joe Biden is pretty pissed at Kamala, and he's coming around to endorse President Trump. Can you believe it? Roll it, Frankie.
I need that hat.
You want my autograph?
Hell no.
You got my name. Come on.
I ain't going that far.
Yeah. You're doing filthy. There he goes.
No eating dogs and cats.
Hey, they're good.
Thank you.
They're good. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I hope you like the pizza. Huh? You guys pick the pizza.
Okay. So I like how the crowd, okay, the commander in chief, the most powerful man, you know, in the world, they tell you, is getting bullied by a crowd of patriotic, Trump-loving Americans. I love it. He literally goes in there and gets bullied. The guy says, I'm proud of you, you old fart. That guy is a base hero right there. Whoever that guy is. And Biden puts the hat on because Biden's saying, you know what? You know what? They want me to put the hat on. They're like, do it. Put that. Like, it's just funny to me, Frankie, how he's the president and the way they're talking about him as the president is just absolutely incredible. And they're like, they don't, like, he's the commander in chief. He's the most powerful man in the world. And they're just like, put on the hat of your political opponent now. And then he just does it. And they're like, oh, we're proud of you, you old fart. And it's condescending. It's hilarious. It's exactly the treatment that Joe Biden deserves. Yes, Frankie.
Well, first of all, he's just used to being told what to do for everything. So I don't think he even hears where it's coming from. Oh, maybe it's one of his handlers, you know. But the best part about this, Mike, is that, you know, this is that, you know, he's been to this firehouse before. And if you remember a few months ago, he got a picture. Some children got a picture with Biden and they were all wearing Trump gear. Remember that? Well, back, Mike. They came back to the same fire station and got another photo with him. He, like, their handlers, no one notices. They just let everyone in. Like, you don't remember 3 months ago when this hit Fox News and every other outlet. It's like, this guy's a mess and his team doesn't care. Clearly,
they are absolutely mailing it in for the guy. Again, they've taken all the resources off of Biden. They've put it to help Kamala. Obviously, Kamala was, you know, debate prepping and working and doing all of these things. And they basically took the whole team off of Biden and put it on Kamala at this point. And Biden's twisting the wind and fending for himself. Now, I didn't think that they thought that he would put on a Trump hat. And you can almost see, like, one of the aides, like one of the agents, like almost like reach,
yeah.
You know, almost reach when, like, you know, he starts to put the Trump hat on. Like, ah, shit, you know, like they don't know what to do.
It's too late.
And then he actually puts it on. It's too late. So, like, all right, we can't literally snatch it out of his hand because then he looks like a toddler. So we need to, like, I guess just pray that he doesn't put on. Shit, he put it on. Amazing. That picture should be on every single TV commercial and every single, you know, social media, digital blast. Biden supports Trump. Hilarious. And then the lefties were like coping. Oh, he was trolling the Trump supporters. Yeah. They're like, do it. Put it on. He goes, And then they cheer and they go, I'm proud of you, you old fart. I mean, yeah, who's trolling though? It's abundantly obvious and clear. But we obviously know right now that there is no instances of President Trump speaking to crowds of Kamala supporters when he visits fire stations. No, obviously this race isn't even close, and obviously the Democrats are priming to cheat. Now, this is the latest headlines that we're seeing, and these types of headlines trouble me when I see them out of sources like the AP, which has proven to be a very dishonest source lately. Election officials warn that widespread problems with the U.S. mail system could disrupt voting. That's pretty weird. State and local election officials from across the country on Wednesday warned that problems with the nation's mail delivery system threaten to disenfranchise voters in the upcoming election, telling the head of the U.S. Postal Service that he hasn't fixed the persistent deficiencies. So, hold on a minute. Whatever is going on with the post office right now, here's a little rule of thumb. The post office doesn't administer the U.S. elections. I think we could all agree on that. Post office doesn't administer the U.S. elections. The voting machines in the precincts and the apparatus to vote is supposed to administer the elections. Oh, but they cheat on that too because then they rig the machines. So maybe the answer is, if we can't trust the mail, because clearly the mail isn't going to work, and we can't trust the machines because there's so many instances of that, maybe we need to just go to paper ballots on election day. Biden, if he believes that this is a problem, should make it a federal holiday, give everybody off on election day, and have everybody vote on paper, have it be counted by hand at nighttime on election night when the polls close. So we get the count like every single other election before 2020. And I think even Kamala Harris would support something like this. Just listen to her in 2020. Roll, Frankie.
And we have a bill that basically would require states to upgrade their elections infrastructure, because guess what? Going like back to the future, best and smartest way to conduct voting? Paper ballots. Paper ballots. I joke and I say paper ballots because Russia can't hack a piece of paper.
The best and most secure way to conduct elections? Paper ballots. Because the way that I say it, kind of half-joking, Russia can't hack a piece of paper.
That is base. We got Kamala Harris supporting paper ballots on election day, and then we got Joe Biden putting on a Trump hat. Like, we love the timeline that we're in right now. We love it. Obviously, Kamala Harris running away from that because now her party supports mail-in ballots in a jacked-up postal system where we see 60 days from the election date that something is going terribly wrong. The post office was not designed to handle this type of volume of ballots, and it's unconstitutional and illegal to unilaterally change election law. And that's what they did, and that's why there's mass mail-in ballots. However, they unilaterally changed election law for the sake of COVID safety. Now that COVID is clearly not a problem in our society, why would they leave that system? Why wouldn't they go back on it? Why would they still be doing the mass mail-in ballots, weighing down the postage system and taking away people who actually, for legitimate means, requested mail-in ballots, people who were sick or people who were old? Those people won't even be able to get their ballots now. There's going to be a flooding of ballots and so many illegitimate ballots. And the Postal Service is now telegraphing that they won't be able to do it, which means that they're saying, hey, it might take a couple weeks for us to know the results of the election. That is third world nonsense. It was originally because of COVID we had to do it. Now we've had 4 years to prepare. And if the Democrats actually cared about voting this way and actually cared about, you know, maintaining the democracy like they say they do, they don't. Little cliffhanger there for you. They don't. Then the number one priority of these sick people would be to, you know, I don't know, maybe shore up the postage system. So therefore the ballots could go and, you know, they could at least act like they care about, you know, over 50% of the country who believes that there's some malfeasance in our elections right now. I caught my Harris right there, so she supports paper ballots on election day. So make it a federal holiday. Why not? They made Juneteenth a federal holiday. Why not make election day a federal holiday too? I think the sanctity of the democracy, you know, would warrant that. These people are disingenuous frauds. And you know what's interesting about all of this stuff is that over the course of the last 48 hours, I've had friends who came to me and they said, you know, these are people who don't really pay attention that much. But they've said to me, Mike, you know, it's you know, Trump is saying these things. And, you know, is it even true? I mean, you know, we know Kamala's bad, but are the things that you're saying even true? Because they're so utterly ridiculous that people have trouble believing that they're real. The cats and dogs thing is a prime example of it. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But you can see that Kamala and the Democrat Party is maintaining the mail-in system, albeit through the chaos, because they need as much cloud cover. They need as much chaos flooded in so they could have the migrants vote. That's how they're stealing the election. There has been multiple instances in this country now over the last couple of years of migrants getting caught engaging in identity theft of real voters to cast the vote for them. What will they do as Election Day draws near? how will they bastardize the mail and then give themselves the lead time of, we're going to need a couple of weeks because it's chaos. How will they use the migrants? And are they using the migrants and pandering to them in a very specific fashion, in a cartoonish fashion that's actually so unbelievable that as President Trump said on the stage, you have to hate the country in order to act like this. Are they doing that? Here's Kamala Harris in her own words not long ago. Roll free.
That they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need. And I believe it was not only, I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for that policy in a department.
Okay, yes, the first in the country, the only psychopath who pushed for trannies to be more prevalent in the prison system, basically saying that if you go to jail for a crime and you're so bad that you're a detriment to society that you're locked up, then you can then take millions of dollars of taxpayer-funded resources to get a sex change surgery. And I have a feeling, Frankie, that the worst offenders, the most mentally ill offenders, are probably saying, I'm a tranny. So they get preferential treatment. They get sent away into their own ward. They get nice, cushy treatment. And they delay any type of hardships that they might incur and get sympathy in their case. I mean, anybody who does it, as Trump would say, hate the country, we feel that way. And then Kamala Harris draws the equivalency she's actually accidentally based on this, that migrants are criminals, so therefore they should get the same treatment. I'm going to have the migrants be able to get their reassignment surgery because, look, I made the inmates in California be able to get their reassignment surgery, so it's the same thing. Thank you, Kamala, for inadvertently being based in admitting that they're criminals. Yes, Frankie.
You know, and it sucks because, you know, obviously for tax purposes, it's the worst thing that she's allowing the surgeries. But on top of that, you're literally putting all of these women in danger because all you have to say is, I'm a girl. And then, you're going to be released with the women. You know, it's like, that's the sickest part. They're literally sick.
Yeah, Frankie. Yeah. And so women inmates out there, obviously, if you're doing hard time, you're not probably the most mentally adept. And so if you do that and, you know, you've been in the can for a little while and, you know, you want to get it on with a woman because you're a little thirsty, probably would say, hey, I'm a woman now. I'm a woman. Put me in the woman's prison. Give me a tranny consultation. Well, put me in the woman's prison. And you think they're going to rape the women in the women's prison? This is not complicated stuff. It's not complicated stuff. Kamala Harris wants another debate. Puts on the screen, Frank. Kamala Harris wants another debate. She said in a statement released, I believe it was maybe yesterday morning, that she was ready for another debate. So I believe with everything we've talked about over the last 24 hours, President Trump should be ready and willing to do another debate. I think he should. I think he has nothing to lose. I think he's winning the race already. He proved in the last debate that he's not going to drop below, you know, the base of support that he has. Kamala Harris in what will be her best performance of all time cannot land a kill shot on him. She landed no kill shot. She threw everything she had in the kitchen sink out there. And Trump, even though, again, I think Trump, I'm saying it honestly, even though his advisors ill-prepared him and there were kill shots that were missed, again, he didn't do bad in the debate. He didn't, you know, take anything that was bad. He didn't say anything I think that was stupid. But he missed kill shots. He should be chomping at the bit to do it. And I think he would discard of her in short order. So, what do I mean by that? That I still believe that Trump is surging? Here is a undecided voter from CNN, post-debate, talking about her thoughts on the election. Roll, Frankie.
It was actually going to make our country better. And we're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy was higher, inflation was lower, things were better overall. And now with Kamala's administration, things haven't been so fantastic. And she's saying she can fix the problems that her administration has caused, but I just don't know if I can afford to take that risk.
All right, so obviously the Trump base is staying put with all of these factors, and we haven't even gotten started exposing their fraud. You know, in the next segment, I have something very important to talk about, and you'll see. Do not miss the next segment. If you're watching this show, do not go anywhere, because the next segment will blow your mind. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere.
You stay put.
You stay put. Actually, this is a pretty wild segment. And I don't want to get into it before we get back into it. But guys, let's have a word from our first sponsor, and they are our friends at Armor Colostrum. Guys, try armor.com/LFATV. Go there right now for 15% off. It is an amazing product. It's so great for your health. Producer Frankie's wife takes it, colostrum, and you should too. Here is a word from them.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try Arma.com.
Oh, you want to try it? TryArmor.com/LFATV. And also, you know, on the topic of good health, you know, we got to talk about the olive oil. Okay, I just had it up right now and I lost it. But the olive oil, very important. Because you know that me and Frankie are paisans. And olive oil is powered our people to do exceptional things throughout human history. You want to do a side by side ancient Rome versus ancient any other country?
No.
Pretty elite.
Greece.
What?
Greece.
Well, ancient Greece. Yeah, ancient Rome, ancient Greece. Okay, all from that region, the Mediterranean. That's where the olive oil comes from. What about, you know, go to ancient Africa, go to ancient Australia, go to ancient China. Wasn't as cool as ancient Greece and ancient Rome. Here you go. It's called my vital C. Guys, if you're over 35 years old and like the typical American, you start to feel tired around noon and your ability to focus just keeps getting worse as you get older. For energy, you probably tried coffee, tea, or even worse, those sugary energy drinks that promise to give you a boost for hours, but they don't work and your focus never improves and then you crash. The crash is horrible. I can pretty much guarantee that what I'm about to share with you, you have never heard of. This supplement is based on a molecule that Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about because Big Pharma knows how effective it is, and you know what? They can't make money off it. They make money off of you being a slow, fat slug. In my case, this is the strongest, easiest, focused, and energy supplement that I've ever tried. And unlike caffeine and tea or any other addictive supplements, I don't crash afterwards and I sleep better at night. So listen, this also, they say, extends the lives of the subjects that are using it. And as we know, olive oil is something that, you know, extends lives. Great Italians and Greeks, I guess, have very long life expectancies. I mean, pretty amazing. Look at Frankie. Put yourself on the screen.
How we doing? Look at me.
Beacon of Italian health. Look at that. Beacon of Italian health. So, it's all powered by the olive oil, guys. My Vital C is made with just two ingredients, olive oil and a powerful nano antioxidant, 125 times more powerful than vitamin C. It's called ESS60. It's also backed by a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to myvitalc.com/LFA, myvitalc.com/LFA, and you will find a coupon code for 15% off your order. Go get it today. Let's go. All right. And now word from our friends at the LFA TV store. Guys, head on over to the LFA TV store right now. Donate. Shop, do it. You like the network, you want us to stay on the air through election day, go to LFA TV store. All right, Frankie, let's roll back into it.
I love it, Mike. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Now, obviously, we know that last night, or the other night, two nights ago, in the debate that Kamala Harris is a liar. Not only is Kamala Harris a liar, but we know that they will not fact check Kamala Harris. For example, they fact checked Trump 5 times, but Kamala Harris was fact checked 0. Now, Kamala Harris said that she was a gun owner, okay? Her and Tim Walz are gun owners, and they're not going to ban guns. Why didn't David Muir, who asked Kamala a question about guns in a prior debate, you know, ask her about the guns? Frankie, we have this clip of Kamala. Roll it.
In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order. Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can, many things you can't.
Let's let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
Oh, okay. So Kamala Harris, that's what she looked like before the deep state Obama apparatus got behind her and gave her intensive debate training and copious amounts of, you know, Xanax and drugs and kind of molded her into what they wanted. That's the real Kamala Harris right there. Yes, we can. She basically cannot make a constitutional argument, and she just uses, you know, the Obama phrase and laughs. Biden actually accidentally makes constitutional arguments saying you can't do it. So why wouldn't David Muir, literally the guy who asked Kamala Harris that question himself, why wouldn't he correct Kamala when she said, hey, you know, we're not taking your firearms? Why didn't he say in that moment, again, he asked the question, oh, you know, actually in a prior debate when we did it together, you were the one on the stage advocating against Joe Biden for confiscating guns. But you know what? The Democrat Party was helped by ABC. That's no secret by now. But the way that the Democrats have continued to come out and spin this, I think it's at their own peril. I think they're getting too cocky, acting like the liberal media interpretation is what the real people in the suburbs and the rural areas of America actually think. Meaning every time that they say it's not true, it denigrates the real people who are going through it. They might feel good that they get on mainstream media and say it, but at this point, those people are speaking into an echo chamber. The real people in Springfield, Ohio, the real people across the heartland, they know how bad this problem is. So when people like Eric Swalwell get on TV and see what you're about to say, they, in the leftist media, go, oh, this is great. And the people in New York City and California, oh, this is great. But people in the heartland go, these people are out of touch with my problems. That's why I thought it was important that Trump brought up Springfield. But listen to Eric Swalwell talk about it. Roll, Frankie.
So I have covered the Trump story every day. It's been my privilege for 9 years. I haven't gained the skill set to cover this one. So I will just ask you, Congressman, what is this?
People should check on their pets, Nicole. The pets aren't okay. They're a little terrified by the madness they heard last night. Children were asking their parents. A lot of my friends are texting me saying, well, I had to have a conversation with my son last night about why this guy is running for president, because he didn't sound like someone who was running for president. But the truth is, and I have known Kamala for 20 years, she looked strong, she looked tough, and she had a vision for America. She knows where she wants to take the country and how she wants to help.
You may remember that sorry sap right there, the one who slept with the Chinese spy. He's known Kamala for 20 years, but he thought that she was so competent that he ran against her in the primary for a very brief stint. I mean, you guys probably don't even remember how brief of a stint that was, because it was just so self-embarrassing. I don't know why he did it. Goes to show his judgment. So they're mocking Trump and they're saying that none of this is real. But you know what? At this point, I say mock away. Mock away, because you're making yourselves look like out of touch buffoons. Real America is going to see this story for what it is as time goes on. You know what always happens? Trump says something explosive, okay? Like back in 2016, he said, you know, they're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. That shocked the system, and everyone came down on Trump and called him a crazy man. Then as time went on and people saw the, you know, the evidence around them all over the country, they said, wow, this guy is right. And I think that's exactly what we saw with Trump bringing that to light on stage the other day. Now we have migrants coming into the country that are just so fundamentally incompatible with our way of life that Trump says the shock and awe statement of, yeah, they're literally going to eat your dogs and cats. They're literally doing that right now. And people go, that's unbelievable. And they mock him, just like you see Eric Swalwell right now mocking him, just like you saw in 2015, you know, and Bill Maher and these other stations. They would mock him for saying the things about the migrants. But we're here to tell you that the story is real, and it's already getting out in large fashion. This is some great work by Turning Point USA. Roll this, Frankie.
Come here,
you don't want to get eaten up, do you?
You're going to be next, boy.
I ain't eating nothing off of a barbecue pit around here.
Ducks. Ducks are disappearing.
So the migrants are eating geese, you think? That's Have you heard of pets being abducted?
Yep. Cats are a delicacy in Haiti.
So it's not that they're poor and eating them because they don't have other food. It is a delicacy like someone would eat escargot.
And then I heard that stuff on Facebook, and I thought, I better watch my dogs.
Well, that would have verified.
Springfield, Ohio right now is a tinderbox. They're killing cats. They're eating geese. They're crashing cars. One of these is going to light, and it's going to be bad.
Part of that is because in the state of Ohio, you cannot use lethal force to protect property, and pets are considered property.
Are you carrying a firearm now to keep yourself safe? How has that changed? How
yes, I did. I got a couple guns, and I'm not afraid to use them. I was raised at the hills.
Our town is a bomb, especially with the influx of immigrants or whatever you want to say, people. It's a time bomb ready to go off.
Okay, so Frontline's TPUSA was there, and here's why Springfield, Ohio is important. It's a Trump town, obviously, and is a town that has a population of, I guess, 20,000 or something like that. And so they added a third to the population. And just imported migrants. So massive amounts of migrants that now make up a third of Springfield's population are Haitian migrants. I don't know why they did it. Maybe it was a testing ground, like just like East Palestine, Ohio. Like, let's move all these migrants into a really Trump area and see what happens. I don't know. So they move them in, and you hear them not only talking about them abducting the geese and abducting the cats and the dogs, but you hear people mention about cars. And again, these aren't like radical political types. These are regular people. These are the people who vote. These are the people who are in their communities. These are the people who are seeing it and getting the brunt of it on the front line. Here's a guy from Springfield, Ohio, who's a YouTuber who, I think he reviews cars. He does like a series of cars on YouTube. He's not a political person. And he talks about it. And listen to what he says about migrants, not only about eating the cats and the dogs, but about the way that they get driver's licenses and drive around. Roll this.
Well, I am a resident of Springfield, Ohio, and it is not fake news. There is an issue with them, because we have, in our local park, they literally have ducks down there that the park takes care of, and it's where they live. And they are being killed and eaten. And as far as people's personal pets, I've heard stories, but I can't answer to that personally because I don't know. But I can tell you, because this is a car channel, I do car content, I can approach this story from the car issue. And when I say that, I mean their driving issues. I've witnessed this. They literally, and they have to have a translator wherever they go. They literally have been in the BMV where, like, I go and get my license plate renewed. And it's also where you get your license, obviously. And they literally have a translator, and they show up with a piece of paperwork that grants them driving privileges with no proof that they can actually drive, just that they're of age. It gives them driving privileges for 45 days. And then in 45 days, they can go back and renew it, and they never have to show proof of their how competent of a driver they are.
Yeah. So, third world Haitian migrants, okay, they come in and they can just go drive. Can you do that? No, you have to go through arduous, you know, if you have a kid, you know, you got to do a learner permit, you got to go this, you got to do driving tests. They just come in and just drive. And by the way, who instructs them on our laws on what piece of paper they need to go download from the internet and fill out to give them this privilege? Who's giving them the translators? Why are they doing this for them? Yeah, we can guess. And I'm telling you, they do this knowing that it will result in chaos. You can't pluck someone out of the third world, dump them into the United States of America in Ohio, give them a car, give them lawyers and translators, and expect it to go well for the normal citizens. Now, this isn't compassion. This is domestic terrorism being put into the country through seeds of chaos being sowed. Oh, Mike, you're being extreme. Listen to a story. Again, you want to talk about Springfield, Ohio? So that guy sees that, I'm connecting the dots. And then I saw this, a woman whose mother, how was she killed in Springfield, Ohio? Quiet little town. How was she killed? Yeah, you guessed it. Roll this, Frankie.
Everyone is talking about the death of ducks and cats in this town, but I'd like to talk about the death of one very special person, my mother-in-law, Kathy Heaton. On December 1st, I received a phone call that changed my life forever. She was collecting her trash can from her driveway when a car struck and killed her instantly. A task she had done over 2,000 times, spanning four decades in Springfield. That morning, though, a Haitian immigrant was allegedly driving recklessly when he struck and killed her. I say allegedly because to this day, there's been no punishment, not even for the expired tags on the vehicle he was driving. Months before she was killed, I began noticing the reckless driving and complete disregard for our driving laws by some members of the Haitian community. It made me angry. But now my anger has turned to fear for the safety of my family and the citizens of Springfield. I'd been to Haiti 14 years ago. My husband and I went, and it was my first time in a third world country. I sobbed when I saw the poverty living there, and I have great empathy and compassion for them, longing for a safe place to call home. But 14 years later, I'm living in fear in my own city. It's not safe.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, it's funny. It's extremely tragic, but people who have the empathy, that's what they're playing on. They're playing on the empathy. I have empathy for American citizens. I have empathy for the people who have problems in this country. They fool you by thinking that, you know, empathy is an endless, boundless thing. It's not. You can't import people into America who don't belong here like a fish out of water and call it an empathetic exercise and think it's going to go well. We have enough problems in this country. And you see what happens? You see where all that empathy gets you? She never thought that could happen, I bet. I knew that could happen on day one. Looks like a woman who's seen the light. But I bet, you know, the way that she talked, I bet she used to not feel, oh, you know, migrants, yeah, come in the country. It is horrific. And if you don't think it's coming to a city near you soon, if it could come to Springfield, it could come to you. Now, what about the geese in the park? Oh, wow, what another loony theory. Oh, there's been no proof of it. The city manager said. So yeah, some city manager, they put a gun to the back of her head and said, say that nothing happened, lady. Despite police reports and calls it to 911. Oh, here's one of those 911 calls. Oh, there's no proof. There's no evidence. David Muir, roll it, Frankie.
Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers.
So they are stealing the geese, okay? They're stealing the geese, and I'm sure they're doing that just to make them house pets. Yeah. Normal. There you go. It is all around us, and it's real. And I'm telling you, when that first happened, people were telling, I can't believe Trump said that. Oh, yeah. It's like, no, it's real. And this needs to become an issue. These are the types of people that are coming into the country. People who are fundamentally incompatible with who we are and our way of life. And there's something very important about that to people all over the country, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, and in Michigan, where the stakes are extremely high. There you go. That's why Kamala's nervous about Pennsylvania. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
You know, I've always said there's too many geese, Mike, but I didn't think this was the way we're going to get rid of them.
You know, it's funny. I really dislike the Canadian geese. I mean, they're all over the place near where I live, and I really despise them. I mean, they're nasty. They poop everywhere. But this is where we're at. The Haitian migrants make me feel sympathetic to the Canadian geese community, and I hate Canadian geese. All right, guys. I want to tell you guys about our sponsors, and our next sponsor of the show is OFP Farms. Wake up and smell the OFP, baby. OFP Farms, promo code CRISPY for 15% off. Guys, OFP has beautiful handmade soap made out of beautiful ingredients, okay? And the main ingredient is goat milk. Guys, goat milk is naturally nourishing, and it replenishes the dead skin cells and the things that can do harm to your body, okay? You're using these soaps, these disgusting things that are found in the big box stores. You're using that, and you know what the problem is? You know what the problem is? Is that as you use it, your biggest organ in your body, your skin, is being damaged beyond repair. So enough of that, okay? Enough of that. They're selling you crap, and they're using the money to fund Democrats. Enough. So guys, support family-owned, patriotic, America first, God-fearing folks who own this goat farm, who watch the show every single day, and go to ofpfarms.com and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off. There's no sponsor that I get asked more about on the street than OFP Farms. People love it. So you can get the soaps, the lip balms, the lotions, the beard products, and a lot of the packaging on a lot of it. You see the We the People series comes in patriotic American Trump-like packaging. It's beautiful. So guys, do that. And they donate a portion of all the proceeds back to the campaign. So guys, ofpfarms.com, the promo code is CRISPY, 15% off, amazing. The lip balm feels amazing. The soap smells amazing. Go get it today. Let's go, baby, ofpfarms.com. And do not forget about our next sponsor, and those are our friends and over at collect45.com. Guys, real gold, real silver, and real copper coins. The value of gold and silver and copper are at 10-year highs. That's because the value is at a 10-year low. Now, what does that mean? That means that these coins, okay, the price has not changed of these coins, but the value of these coins are going up. So if you want to get somebody like a cool Trump memorabilia gift, something that tells the story of President Trump now into the future forever, I mean, one, this is amazing because every single month they print two new designs, and there's hundreds of designs on the site right now dating back for the past 9 years. So you can shop all your favorite Trump moments and collect them all in a series. It's a really cool thing. And the fact that they're real gold, real silver, real copper coins means that these coins have legitimate value. So it makes an amazing gift. It's an incredible collectible. And right now, if you go to collect45.com and use promo code CRISPY, you will get 20% off your order. And we are going to do another giveaway next week. Okay, we're gonna do another giveaway next week of another coin. Okay, there's gonna be terms on how to enter and how to win. But collect45.com is the website. The promo code is CRISPY. Go there right now and shop, and let's go. All right, Frankie, how we doing?
We're doing fantastic, Mike. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing very good, and you know, we're having a great show today. I appreciate everybody in these chats. I appreciate everybody who wants to interact with us. And you know, guys, rumble.com/crispy. Go to rumble.com/crispy and make sure you are subscribed to rumble.com/crispy, because that is where Frankie and Agnes are pumping out the locals content, baby. Pumping out the locals content. After the show, I'm going to be going later tonight. Not now, but later tonight. Going to be going to West Virginia, and I will be appearing on tomorrow night's episode of Timcast. So many people know Timcast, one of the biggest shows out there in the conservative media sphere. I will be on Timcast on the Friday night episode. So you can go on YouTube, type in Timcast, big show. I'm going to be on the Friday night show coming up tomorrow night. So we'll be broadcasting to you from West Virginia tomorrow. We'll be doing the show, you know, on location. And then at nighttime, I will be on TimCast. You're not going to want to miss that big show. Going to be a lot of fun. A lot of work doing all this traveling, but we do it for the sake of the country, Frankie. We got to get the pro-Trump word out everywhere and anywhere, baby. That's the name of the game. Am I right, Frankie? Oh, yeah. How we doing?
We got to save these cats, Mike. It's for the cats.
Yes, we got to save the cats. I wonder where our good friend Curtis Sliwa is right now, the man who owns, like, you know, 25 cats. He ran for mayor of New York City. You know, we gotta talk to him. I gotta get him on the show. I gotta book him in some way. I've had him on my old show, so I'm gonna find his email. I'm gonna hit him up and I'm gonna say, let's talk about the cats, Curtis. He'll love that. So it's funny. He used to talk about cats. He was running for mayor. Everyone's like, buddy, the city's falling into utter disrepair. Why are you talking about cats? But we like them. All right, let's roll right back into it, Frankie.
All right, we are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, speaking of the cats and speaking of everything we're talking about related to immigration, Frankie and I have mentioned over the last couple of days the content in which we've been exposed to, on the internet as it relates to the way that migrants are assimilating in places where they have more latitude. I'm talking the European Union countries. You know, I was recently in Italy and I noticed something on the streets of Rome. I noticed something very specific. Visuals and representation matters. And I noticed, and again, I was in Italy 10 years prior, maybe 10, 12 years prior. And I don't particularly remember this. I mean, I was younger, but I don't particularly remember this. But I imagine this is a new phenomenon, something that I caught up on. And it is every single place you see an Italian flag, you also see a European Union flag. It's very interesting. So you're in Italy, which is a sovereign country, and then you see a flag of a man-made, bureaucratic, globalist enterprise flying right below it. You notice this too,
Frankie, and every right? License plate, notice that. Crazy.
Yeah. License plate, driver's licenses, etc. Everything is branded now EU and not the identity of the country. They're trying to whittle down national identity. When they use the term nationalist, they put that out into the ecosphere to become a bad word. A nationalist loves their nation. I love my nation. So therefore, anybody who loves their country is a nationalist. They try to rob the identity of the country from the inside out because it makes it easier to fundamentally change it. If you build the country on something for hundreds of years and then you wipe it clean and make it look unrecognizable, import in a bunch of people who don't fit into the customs, who don't want to fit into the customs, change the flags, that's literally taking the identity of a country and changing it. Is that racism? Because you don't fundamentally stand against those people. You just fundamentally believe that they are exploiting people to put them into a place to use them for a greater purpose. It's a scam. So in Europe, we're seeing this in hyperdrive. European Union. In America, they want it to happen. But it hasn't happened yet. They want like the North American Union. I'm telling you, that's what they want next. Bigger the bureaucracy, the more the leftists have centralized control and take your freedoms. But these are some scenes that we have talked about that we've seen online, Frankie and I, particularly on X, on Twitter, of what migrants are doing with animals, particularly cats. So the footage isn't openly out there in the open. I mean, you know, like we're seeing in Europe. But trust me, this is what, and we're pretty good with predictions on this show. This is what you will see in Springfield and all around the country very, very soon, especially if these leftists steal the election again. Look at what these people are doing openly on the streets. Roll, Frankie.
That's a cat. What is that? That's a cat.
That's a cat. And we're sorry for the graphic imagery here. But you gotta see it. You gotta see it. Oh, what's that being cooked, Frankie? What is that?
It's another cat.
That's another cat. Okay, so what you just saw are two particular instances of the types of people that Kamala Harris are bussing into this country, okay? They fly them into South America, Central America, they bus them up to the border, and they bus them into Springfield. That's incompatible with the American way of life. And they're bringing it in. And that is why what President Trump said was so important. And it will become blown into the open from now until Election Day. And it will have an impact on the way that people vote in Pennsylvania and Ohio. I guarantee it. It's coming. And it's disgusting. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. Do not go anywhere.
It's crazy that you mentioned that, Mike. I was saying the same thing to Sabrina when we were in Italy. I'm like, this was not the same as when I've been here prior. Like, EU everywhere. And I've spoke every restaurant owner I spoke to. I was like, what do you think about the EU? You guys want to leave? They're like, oh, please, don't even start. Like, they hate it. They just want their country back. Crazy.
Based minds think alike. You know, Frankie and I do, today marks our 480th show, actually. Pretty fascinating milestone. 480th show. So when you do 480 shows, you kind of think alike. So Frankie and I both noticing that independently, you know, when we're in Italy.
We started that way, Mike.
I'm sure you guys all would too. If you know what, drop a comment below right now. Drop a comment below if you've been here. What episode have you been here since, you think? Take an estimate. So we're on 480 right now. Drop a comment below on what episode. So there's many people who have probably been here episode one. But, you know, if you think you came in at the middle or you think, drop a comment below if you've been here since the start. Drop a comment below of where you think you started watching this show. I'm curious. So for 480 strong episodes, do us the favor of just commenting that below because I'm genuinely curious. Okay. All right. Now I want to tell you guys about our last sponsor of the show today. And guys, it is iTarget Pro, especially with these disgusting, disgraceful migrants, you know, that do not want to assimilate, that are now knocking on doors, that are stealing your cats. You're going to need to be able to shoot straight now more than ever. So guys, head on over to itargetpro.com and use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Guys, iTarget Pro, it's a laser firearm home training system. What does that mean? It means it's a laser bolt that you load into the chamber. It dry fires into your target or the cubes for advanced players, and you are able to track your accuracy in real time of shooting your firearm. Yes, your firearm. So easy to use. My own father uses it. He's 64 years old. He's a former federal air marshal, an extremely sharp shooter. And that's why we have them as a sponsor, because he trains every single day on it, and you should too. Guys, you're gonna need to be able to defend your house more than ever. You heard those people in Springfield. They said, I got a gun, I'm not afraid to use it. But my question to them is, do you know how to shoot it straight? When was the last time you really got tactical? If they come into your house, come into your property, tactician work is everything. So be extremely precise with iTarget Pro. Handle your firearm, teach your kids how to handle the firearm. This is a great way to do it, and you'll save money on ammo. And you know what they do when they can't ban the Second Amendment? They just make ammo extremely hard to get. They mess up the supply chain, they jack up the prices, they add taxes. So guys, go to itargetpro.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Let's go, iTarget Pro. They've been a great sponsor. All right, Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
We're going to roll back into it, Mike, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, since the debate, we have seen Biden and Kamala on the campaign trail. I really didn't see any clips of Kamala Harris giving any 9/11 speeches. You know, I don't know. I didn't see anything prominent. She didn't do it. So, you know, she didn't. I don't know how much she was out there with the people. They kind of brought her to the ceremony and then like shuffled her away so she could prep for the next debate. Yes, Frankie?
Did you see all the New Yorkers yelling? Because it was obviously it was Trump and then Biden and Kamala. Like they were all up there and the entire crowd is like, Trump, like, we miss you. Trump. We need you. Yeah. Please, please. And they're all just like standing around like, eh. Biden's pretending to wave to someone in the back. Like, hi. It was wild. Just shows. New Yorkers nuts.
I believe I believe that there has not been one instance, Frankie, of a crowd of people shouting out, "We love you, Kamala," at an event, okay, that is not a specifically bust-in, targeted, paid actor Kamala event.
Yes.
Just doesn't happen organically. I wonder what that means. I wonder if that's, you know, an indication or anything. But here's what Biden is up to and what Kamala is up to right after the debate. Obviously, they talked about Ukraine and they talked about Russia. And, you know, they paint this very disingenuous, you know, picture of what's going on there. And this is what they announced right after the debate. $700 million in aid for Ukraine. More. We could have built four border walls to stop the problem the Democrats claim they care about. Oh, but years ago they called it Trump's vanity project. But now they want to fund a wall. And we could have built, you know, I don't know, five walls by now. Oh, they'll just tunnel under it. They'll just go over it. Well, if you build, you know, a massive underground, we could have built a massive underground, you know, apparatus. We could have built the wall and we could have had aerial cover for it 100% three times over with all the money we've spent in Ukraine. $325 million in energy assistance to support Ukraine's energy infrastructure. That's pretty amazing. As brownouts and blackouts are happening all around this country. Nearly $290 million in new humanitarian assistance. How are the people doing on our own street corners who are dying? How about the people who have been displaced from homeless shelters for migrants? How are they doing? And $102 million in humanitarian do you know that word, Frankie? Demining assistance? Working with Congress, the administration intends to provide over $102 million to address landmines and unexploded ordnance left behind by Russia's forces. Yeah, demining. Okay, demining, that's pretty funny.
There should be a dash there, I think.
So, yeah, yeah, there you go. So, demining, amazing. These people are utterly sick. They are giving Ukraine 700 million more. And I think we all know why they're doing that. As much money laundering in as possible before the inevitable of Trump 2024. There you go. All right, guys, that's about all the time that we have in the program today. You guys know what we do on this broadcast. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid, and you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We love you, and we will see you back live tomorrow.